RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, 7 a.m. here on Father's Day Saturday. We welcome you into Tee to Green. 2-hour edition this week for the U.S. Open as we are broadcasting here in Amherst live at Glen Oak Golf Course. We appreciate you being with us right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're also live on Tee to Green Facebook. Hello for those of you that might be joining us up and early then. It's a beautiful day here in mid-June. Thanks for being with us as we, of course, will be talking plenty about the U.S. Open that's going on this weekend. A lot more, though, to get to over the course of the next 2 hours. As we mentioned, it is Father's Day weekend, so for all the dads out there listening, or maybe for all of you kids listening, you want to win something for your dad, we've got a couple of giveaways here along the way. We'll be giving away a spot in our Duster Putting Challenge, which is coming up on August 3rd. More details later in the show. Also, to a giveaway from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We'll let you know what's going on in some of our other events. Batavia Downs Majors Contest is in mid-swing here in our U.S. Open tournament, so give you a little thought on that. As Tee to Green is presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. So speaking there, you heard we're going to have a Woods to Wedges giveaway. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Information on our Michelob Ultra Contest, which you can get involved in. We're going to have an interview later on with Custom Turf with Steve Beatty at 7:50. So a lot to get to here over the course of the next 2 hours as we say good morning to Kevin and Jeff. Good morning. Let me get your mic on. There you go.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to you. I gave myself a Father's Day gift the other day at Woods to Wedges, re-gripping, which we talked about in the show. And I was playing in the charity event on Monday, and I'm like...
You needed it?
You
wear out some grips.
Yeah. And, you know, I have two sets of clubs that I use.
Well, when you play three times a day like you do, through them a little
bit. No, this is what I want to explain, because maybe somebody else
me in two sets of clubs, first of all.
Well, let me explain, okay? And those are the two that I use. Okay. All right. I know I'm not the only person like this. Okay. But anyway, you know, there are memories in clubs for me. And, well, there's clubs, different clubs you like. And sometimes you get a new set and you're like, oh, I still like the old set. Maybe that's a travel set. So I have a set that I keep at Fox Valley, right? You know, to play there. And then I have a set that always keep in the trunk because you never know in an emergency nine, right? Or if you're playing in a charity event or outside event. And so they're similar. And so I was playing Monday at a charity event, and like, oh boy, this wedge, the 60-degree wedge, I'm like, boy, this grip's really worn down. And the driver grip worn down, the clubs we're talking about using the most. So if I'm going to do a couple, let's do them all, right? Have them uniform. So I went and picked those out because I was going to use them in this weekend's member. And which may be why I sound a little groggy this morning. Anyway, so I practiced. You saw me practicing the other night when the Western New York PGA was helping out the veterans.
The whole program, yep.
By the way, nice job, guys. Really.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. You got a great group of veterans over there, and you can tell their enthusiasm for doing it. And,
You know what's cool, not to interject, is...
please interject.
We had a State Farm outing raising money for Cradle Beach Camp yesterday here, and they raised a ton of money, but they also invited the veterans to come and play for free on their dime, which was very, very nice. Just a nice thing that they did. So they're getting some opportunities to play some golf just going through their program.
Awesome. I've played in that tournament before the State Farm people. Yeah. They do a nice job. So anyway, so I said I need to get some swings in, so I'm going to practice on the range. My clubs weren't ready yet, right? And they pick them up. And I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm hitting these pretty good. So I think I'm going to use these. But then I realized these clubs need to be re-gripped. I probably got the wrong clubs re-gripped. So I'll be back to Woods to Wedges to get them re-gripped. But I'll tell you what, they haven't done in, you know, a day. If you say it's not okay, they'll like, okay, give us, you know, a few hours to get them done. And the options over there, and just go there, Woods to Wedges. If new clubs aren't in your budget, new grip should be.
Well, it makes it feel like a new set of clubs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it feels great. Even, yeah, I do it halfway through the year usually. I'm laughing at you. I got like four sets of irons in my basement. Yeah.
Yeah. And, Jeff, after yesterday's first round, I'm contemplating a change.
Okay.
That might tell you how we played.
It's never the arrow. That's right. Never the arrow.
7:05, Tee to Green here live at Glen Oak Golf Course. So lots coming up here on the U.S. Open. We've got a lot of good takes to get to. So
Hot take.
That's right. We're looking forward to that here along the way.
Brian, how many sets of clubs do you have? I mean, I mentioned that I'll play a couple. Jeff?
I have one complete set.
What is wrong with you?
I have... an extra driver in my a couple extra wedges, but I have one complete set.
I've lost a lot of respect for you.
I have done the nice thing, and the ones that I've moved on for, I've donated them to others that would need an upgrade of themselves.
I've donated clubs too.
Well, I'm not saying you guys haven't. I didn't mean to say it that way.
I did. I donated.
I'm saying that it's more so the clutter within the basement and the garage. And
wow.
My brother gets my clubs. My brother Brian runs Bacchus Restaurant. Yeah. And so unfortunately he got my bags for years too, and they had my name on them. So he thought I was the coach. People thought he was the coach at Niagara. Kids were sucking up to him. He's like, hey, coach, I'm looking forward to playing this fall. Like, work on your game, son. Yeah.
And he got all extra cash he used to win, and he stuffed in the bag. Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, and my sons are going to, you know, a starter set, right? Whatever, you know, with that other stuff. So, anyway.
Golf is getting fun now. The U.S. Open is here. The weather. It's actually, we're looking out at the course now. It's starting to brown out. We could use a little rain. It looks like Shinnecock out there. Jeez. And how fun. I don't know if you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching that Thursday with the wind and the difficulty. And I know it was tough, but it's a U.S. Open. It's supposed to be tough, I guess.
Well,
that's
my
thought.
Yeah, that's the interesting debate right now, right? I mean, the best of the best when they're shooting five over, six over. Some even worse, and you're...
Yeah, Rory McIlroy, 10 over.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh, is that how it's supposed to be? You know, one part of me enjoys seeing the best of the best struggle the way we would struggle playing, right? Like, oh, got to get off the bogey train here, right? I got two in a row here. Don't make it three, and you're stressing over a 15-footer for par, and these guys are doing it for bogey sometimes. So part of me enjoys that, but the other part is it's like, you're just not used to seeing that. right?
Yeah, I think they set it up. You know, yesterday was a much better day. I think they had more scores closer to what they're looking for yesterday. You know, they had a little rain and it softened up a little bit. That wind is what made it hard. I mean, the golf course should be hard, but I would think they have to plan for wind on a place. I mean, you've been out there, Brian. They have to plan for wind.
It's always windy. I mean, it's way out. There's the bay just to the north, the ocean just to the south. So they're going to get wind no matter what. And they've taken down more trees since the last time the Open was there in 04. So there's less protection from it. Yeah, I think that I think the setup yesterday is probably what they were looking for. But to not expect wind, I think they were lucky that they got all that rain on Wednesday, because if they didn't get rain on Wednesday, just think if it was even drier, what we would have maybe gotten on Thursday. It could have been, everybody could have been maybe two or three strokes worse, which maybe would have left no one under par.
They were hosing them off Thursday morning for the round.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Dustin Johnson, I mean, he played so beautifully that first day. Just to hit the way he controlled his golf ball and even his wedges. Those holes just look so difficult. That 10th hole, that pitch up that hill. I mean, just so many very difficult, very precise shots you need to hit. I do think it may be a little bit penal on the fringes with that rough that's 3 feet, knee high, whatever.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You shouldn't have nine people looking. They watch it roll in within 3 feet and you can't find a ball. I mean,
now the fairways are extra wide, wider compared to other U.S. Opens. But you're right; it's immediate. There's not much of a chance for that ball. Normally, there's kind of the grades. It kind of goes
first cut, second cut,
and then the big stuff. Yeah.
But don't you think? Well, I'm not. I don't want to suggest that I think this, but I've read some people writing this and heard some comments on this that the USGA was not thrilled with scoring last year at Erin Hills.
I'm sure they weren't.
I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah,
that was not U.S. Open scoring.
That's not their brand. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And so they were determined to get their brand back.
Well, and I think they had Shinnecock in the rotation. Shinnecock's been very, very difficult. It looks like a hard work. I know that they value par as a score, and I understand that for the U.S. Open, that's cool. And Shinnecock is very, very – pars are very good scores on windy days out there.
Right.
So I do think they wanted that. I like watching it. I do think they play it right on the edge, and I think Thursday they might have got a little too close to the edge with that.
The one thing that I'm fine with the length of the rough, I just didn't want it to be as immediate. And the weather and the scoring condition, there was a few times on Thursday, and maybe it was the wind that did it, that there were what I would consider to be quality shots hit. And they would eventually run off into something very penal. And I'll even think about Tiger's second hole. They ended up bogeying. He hit a great, on his first hole, he triples on Thursday, partially due to the fact that he hit it too far into the green. But on his second hole, 250-some-yard par 3, and he hits what I thought was a perfect shot, and the announcers are saying, oh, that's going to be great, and he hits it front edge of the green area, and it rolls and rolls, and then all of a sudden, it gets into one of those little channels on the green,
right.
And it ends up in a tough spot, and he bogeys, and I'm thinking, geez, 250-yard par 3, he hits it about as perfect. I guess I love to see them struggle, too. I'm all for making it as challenging. I love if they want to do par as par. It's only once a year. That's fine. I also, though, when they hit a professional quality shot that they would determine as a great shot, like, I want that to be rewarded, too. The only thing that I don't love about, like, this weekend, that probably will play out, maybe not, is that the only way the leaderboard shakes out is for people falling down. I still would love it if there's a chance to go up, and maybe there will. At Oakmont, it ended up working out. Justin Johnson made birdies, and maybe if it was just because of the wind that day, and maybe they'll
A couple under par scores yesterday, yeah. And if they, they'll cut the field in half, obviously. And today, it'll be interesting to see what's going on out there, how the course is playing. It looks like the weather's perfect.
Yeah, but to your point, to Brian's point here, so they knew the winds were going to be up on Thursday. I mean, they've got radar now. I don't know if you guys have heard of radar, right?
Yeah.
But they've got forecasters.
We're golf pros. We have special radar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right?
Right.
You know, golf dar. You got golf dar. So
that's right.
They know when the winds are going to be up, and so conditions. And to his point, I mean, a 250-yard par 3, even for the best in the world, that's a challenging tee shot.
Yes.
And if you're dealing with winds, then they could make that shorter, that tee shot. And, I love what you said about a well-struck, a good shot should not be, basically what you're saying, Brian, is a good golf shot should not be penalized.
Right.
You don't necessarily be rewarded on the good golf shot, but you shouldn't be penalized for it. And, he was penalized for it.
Yeah.
And Phil Mickelson said the same thing after a second round. He finished six over, and he shot one under in round two. And
played great.
He was talking to my colleague Fred Albers, and he said, "Fred, you know, I'm playing good golf. This is a hard golf course." And he goes, "You know, I hit some really good shots that ended up in bad spots."
And it looked early that the draw might have a big effect. It looked like that late group, it was getting firmer and crispier Thursday, that they might have the worst end of the draw. But it seems to have leveled out. I agree. You should – good shots, great shots shouldn't be penalized. There is some rub of the green, you know, in golf. You're going to hit a great shot occasionally that hits a sprinkler head or whatever. But right. They have so many runoff areas there that there's no – they don't have the collar close, so when the ball does roll off the green, it's going 30, 40, 50 yards sometimes, and that's a difficult pitch. And that's what I like to watch as a my favorite thing to watch is the short games of these guys during this Open. I like to see how they work around these greens with these brutal pitches and chips and putts that they have.
Yeah.
And really appreciate how good their short games are. Because
the reason that I think you're seeing who's at the leaderboard be there is that when those players are ending up in those spots, they've been able to get up and down. And I watched Justin Thomas, DJ, and Tiger both days quite a bit. I might have watched every hole yesterday.
Productive day for you, my friend.
Yes, I know. Justin Thomas
teachers.
Is...
Right. Yeah, weren't you supposed to be educating
I was
correcting
I was
exams.
Correcting exams, yes.
Okay. Billy, you get an A.
That's right. The ability for Justin Thomas to get up and down was tremendous. And his shots into the greens, honestly, weren't any better than Tiger
right.
over the course of the 2 days. It's every time Thomas ended up in a bunker or in the runoff areas, he got up and down every time. And not only were his chips and his pitches and his shots out of the sand tremendous, but even when they were the average, you know, return shots to the green, he'd have the 10-footer or the 8-footer for par. He'd bang them in, and Tiger would miss them all. And I'm not saying that ultimately he doesn't, you know, Tiger doesn't deserve to miss a cut for other reasons, but I feel like they didn't strike the ball very much differently at all. But Thomas is still alive to maybe have a chance to win, and Tiger's not going to play this weekend.
Well, Tiger, he's got something going on with putting, and because he would have won Memorial if he putted just normal.
Was
the
he
field.
First in all the ball striking categories
yes.
and
yes.
dead last in putting?
That's correct.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. He was negative. He gave up 7 strokes to the field in putting.
That's
and if he just was even, not gain strokes putting, if he was just even in strokes putting with the field, he would have won by 3 or 4 strokes. But he was negative 7. He was dead last. He's 72nd. He was worst in the field putting, and he was still top 10. So he could have got it done. So
that's right. That's
you
right.
know, people distract us during the show here, and you'd think this gentleman who came over to distract us, you know,
I
Alan Davis.
To figure out what was going on.
Right,
here.
Yes, you know. The program director of that's WDGR, right. who I haven't seen in a while. Good to see you, Alan. Comes
Hold
over.
Hold on, Alan. We'll get you on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get the headset ready.
Yeah, I'll give him mine.
I'm glad to see Alan wore the same proper golf footwear that I did, but at least mine say golf on it, so.
Are you playing?
We're wondering. Alan, sit down for a second.
Nothing like live radio.
Because your lovely wife is wearing the 11-day power play.
Yeah.
You're deciding not to play the entire 11 days this year, right?
No, thank goodness. but we do have our 11-day power play community shift, which is coming up July 5th through 15th down at the Harbor Center. And today, as a matter of fact, I'm heading down to call races, the Dragon Boat races. Luminina have their big event
I was
today.
Wondering if you were doing that, because
yeah.
I know you, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's a huge event, and it's a fun event, and it's down at Riverworks, so that's where I'm going now. But I told Brian yesterday, I live over on the 17th hole.
Mm, he's
so
the guy
I try
been,
to keep
yeah.
a nice and clean over
yeah. He's the one sneaking out at night playing that hole over and over.
No, we call I'm your own personal marshal over there.
We call that corner the meet the neighbors corner.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully you'll think we're a good neighbor. Tammy and I, we love golf. We love the game. We love living here, and it's good to have Kevin and Brian and Tita Green out here. I was excited when Brian told me that you'd be coming out here for the Open, and now that Tiger missed the cut, maybe the boat will come over and
yeah.
he'll come up
right.
and maybe join you this morning.
Yeah. It's more of a ship than a boat, but
but I have to say the golf course looks fantastic, and it's so good to have everybody here, Tim and the group, and everybody here. It's terrific. It's been a positive experience for everybody, and we've got a great day. And I hope that people enjoy the golf. So,
are there any trees you want taken down or that are blocking your view?
We had to have some trees taken out last week. An emergency situation where one of the ash that we have in our backyard, it cracked at the base.
Ooh.
And Tammy came home and yelled. She goes, Alan, take a look. This thing, if it had come down, it had caught up in the canopy, so it didn't. But had it come down, it would have landed in my neighbor's deck. So we called a tree service over, and they removed the trees, and the cost was not easy. And I know that here there's 50 to 100 trees that have been marked, and already a number have been removed, correct?
Yeah, I've personally taken down about 60, I think. Yeah, and we probably have another 60 to go. These are just trees. Well, most of the trees we're taking down are for the golf course's benefit. And the ash, though, everybody knows, it's amazing how many ash trees are just, you can spot the ash in our woods because they're the ones without leaves.
Yes.
The beetle, right? The ash borer?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really,
and
really
there are a number of them through here. But I know that from what you have taken out so far, the play has increased by what, 15, 20 minutes, something to that
effect?
Yeah,
we've increased pace of play. We've had a bunch of initiatives. We went to 9-minute tee times. We're being a little more aggressive with our rangering and things like that. We're trying to create a culture where people know, hey, this is a place you can go and play fast.
Yeah.
We average under 4.5 hours for our rounds.
That's
occasionally
awesome.
We'll have a bad day, but it takes one group. And we usually get got a couple people that aren't so happy.
I know,
but
yeah, I know if Kevin or Brian play or you play, then obviously you're keeping the ball where it needs to be. But I can tell you that for people who live in the area, a lot of comments on 10 being improved, love it, and what's happened at 18 as well.
Well, there were 16 trees we cut down on number 10 that none of them should have been there. They were in front of bunkers, between the bunkers and the fairway, clogging the tee shot. There was no room to work your tee shot into the fairway. Couldn't even see the 10th fairway.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that. Every week we try to make it a little bit better. Every day we try to make it a little bit better, and that's our goal. We're just having fun with it.
I've had friends, Kevin, who have played, and I know their tee off times, and I can almost to the minute see them when they're supposed to be around 17. They're there.
That's good.
They're there. So
that's what we like to hear.
We have a little cooler out
there. I was going to say, you got to. They're knocking on the door. Hey, Alan, we're here. We need to.
I'll have to show me where you live. I'm on the mower a lot.
Just ask the grounds crew.
I'm on the mower a lot. Yeah.
I was gonna ask when the tree split. Did Wonder Boy come out? The bat.
No. That would have been nice. That would have been nice because they were there quickly. The service that we used were there very quickly, and they know the area really well. So they did a terrific job helping us out. But not a fun thing to see.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a good time to get in the tree cutting business.
Yeah.
Yes,
no
it is.
Kidding.
With all the ash.
I should tell you that the person that we were working with was an intern at the radio station years ago and figured out, well, I'll go make money instead. I'll start a tree service business.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Cutting trees is hard work, though, I'll tell you that.
Hey,
it's hard work.
Kevin, it's great having Tita Green here. Brian, it's great having you guys here. Really appreciate you.
Well,
really
thanks for stopping by.
It's awesome.
Glad to see that 11-day power play's kept you in shape, though, because I know you lost a ton of weight last year doing it, and looks like you've stayed in shape. So.
Yeah, that's very nice, Kevin.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good man.
You're welcome.
I'll stand up now. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, it was nice to have the boss stop by.
Yeah, that was nice. A surprise. I was like, why is this guy walking up to us here? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Do I owe you money?
Now, to echo what you said, I mean, Alan last year was an intricate part of that 11-minute power play. I know Tammy's wearing the T-shirt. What a great cause. They're doing it again this year with different organizations. Like WGR has a team. It's not just one individual group. They're having different teams set up and do that. But I just another example of sport, Western New York coming together for amazing.
You know what's cool? They raised $1 million for cancer research at Roswell Park, and they're looking to surpass that this year. And they probably will, getting the whole community involved. I'll tell you, I get to do a lot of cool things calling golf on the PGA Tour. One of the coolest things I've done was counting down to the world record last year, announcing that live on the stream to the audience.
That's right, I remember you doing
that. And we did it live on the radio. BEN carried it live and went and did that because myself and Paul Peck, we got to call the final hour of the power play. Like, what they asked us to do it, and I'm like, you're asking us? Awesome. Like, I mean, you could pick anybody. And it was just a really cool thing to go do early on that Monday morning when they broke the record and counted it down. So, and I'm glad that they're continuing. You know, doing it's not just one and done that they're gonna
take advantage of the momentum you create.
Absolutely, And so many people have said, "Hey, that's a cool thing." And what I wanted to finish with was, and we went down on the ice when they were done, when it was all over, and just to congratulate the guys and the hugs. And Alan was down there, and it was a really cool moment.
Alan probably wouldn't say it on the air, but I mean, he's a warrior in the sense that he showed me the bottom of his leg.
Yeah, I said he had a blister. Really,
he had it, and it just. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's something you'd see on an operating table almost. And
yes.
He taped it up. He got bigger skates so that he could play and just
The stuff
fired
the stuff
it.
They went through.
I know.
It's a grind. It looked like a grind. Oh. He was the oldest guy in the in
yeah,
too, wasn't he?
Was.
Yeah. Kudos to him.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody else about it the other day, and we were talking about the community shift, and he did it all last year, Jigster. And he goes, you know what, day three? I didn't want to. I hated everybody. You know, just looking around, and I'm like, you know, I just don't even look at me. Arr! You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, before you know it, it's day eight. Like, oh, we only got three to go.
Almost to the
end. Yeah, but he goes to day three, and it's just like, what are we going to do this for eight more days?
Right. What a commitment.
Hey, before we go to break here, though, speaking of sport, charity coming together, our Duster Putting Challenge coming up August 3rd. We're going to have a giveaway coming up here in just a little bit, but that's another thing I know that from our end we're proud of because it benefits a great charity.
Yes, in this we mentioned Jeff was out there along with his fellow Western New York PGA pros with the Reach Foundation, Western New York through the Western New York PGA. It's money to help veterans. You know, golf is a great vehicle to relieve the stress of PTSD, and so we raise funds for that. And it's You know, there's a lot of charity golf tournaments. This is different, right? This is an evening. It's a Friday evening. You know, we have beverages out there.
You don't even have to take off of work.
Don't have to take off from work. You know, registration's 5 to 5:30, so you can show up there. Your boss will let you out a little early. And it's putting, all right? You don't have to hit any tee shots. You don't have to get in a cart. It's all right there.
You don't need a certain handicap. You just need to love doing it.
It's all right there on the practice green. You play 18 holes that we have lined up and set up for you, and then the top 16 scores go to match play, and then if you don't make the match play, you stick around and you cheer everybody on and watch the action. It's a great time. We have raffles and all that stuff. And listen, it's $50, but right now it's still $45, right? It's $5 off if you register now. And don't wait to register, right? Because we've got a plan for a few things here, and so we need some numbers to get in there. And I'd like to get – I want to push our limit on our upper number, so get it in early. So I have to say, you know what? We need to maybe rent two light kits this year because we're going to go a little late.
We had a lot of players last year.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just all it is fun. I mean, whatever it is, you're just going to have a good time because
the music going is great.
It's
the
a
grill
experience.
Going.
Yeah, it's a good experience.
And it's the best trophy in Western New York.
It is a cool trophy.
That's
I'll
right.
give you that, Kevin.
That's right. DusterChallenge.com to register and stay with us. We're going to give away a spot of the Duster Challenge coming up during the course of our show. We'll also, it's Father's Day weekend. We're in the giving mood here. We're going to give away also a spot at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We talked about that earlier. And we'll update you on what's going on in our Batavia Downs Majors contest. Some of you listening may have registered. We'll tell you maybe who you should have taken. Also, information on our Michelob Ultra contest we have coming up. If you want to play golf with Kevin and I, that sounds like a lot of fun. You can sign up for that, too. So we've got a lot of stuff to give away to you here as TD Green is live at Glen Oak Golf Course in Amherst. It's presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tanterra, and Briarwood. With Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. More coming back, and more, of course, our thoughts on the U.S. Open when we return. Tee to Green, live at Glen Oak. We're here for 2 hours today till 9 o'clock, so hope you're enjoying the start of your Father's Day weekend. Back with more in a moment right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tanterra, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
I'm mean, you had to play good golf if you wanted to shoot a good score. You know, I felt like I did everything pretty well today. I drove it well. I, you know, hit a lot of quality iron shots, and then my short game was good. You know, the greens are difficult. It was difficult to get it close, and then, you know, it was difficult to hold putts, and I felt like I did a good job today.
That's your leader, Dustin Johnson, a four-shot lead entering round three today of round three of the U.S. Open from Shinnecock Hills. We welcome you back to Tee to Green. We're live at Glen Oak Golf Course here in Amherst. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, thank you for waking up with us here just a few minutes after 7:30, and it is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Encore Golf and Donald Ross. And yes, Dustin Johnson, a four-shot lead. He and Scott Piercy will make up the final pairing today. Johnson minus four, and Piercy is even. The only other golfer not over par is Charlie Hoffman. He'll be in the second last group with Tommy Fleetwood. They are at 259, the leaders at 310. And then the third last group, maybe the juiciest pairing of the day, Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose together, both at one over par. They're at 248, 237, another good group there. Koepka and Poulter at plus one, and at 226. Fowler and Henley. So there's some big names within striking distance. You've got Fowler, Poulter, Koepka, Rose, Stenson, Fleetwood, Hoffman, Piercy, Johnson, all within six of the lead. Also a ton of big names that did not make it to the weekend. That includes Jordan Spieth. It looked like he was on his way yesterday and then finished terribly. He's out, as is Rory, Tiger, Bubba, Jason Day.
So there goes our contest, right?
Yeah, I think.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well,
how's our picks? Yeah.
My pick of Mickelson is still alive.
Yeah. I had Ricky.
I picked Justin Rose, so
that's a good pick.
I
had Ricky. He's doing okay.
Yeah. Right.
So we all made it through our three picks,
which is impressive.
That is good for us.
Everybody, who's not rooting for Ricky Fowler this weekend, right?
I would love it if he came back.
It'd be great to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the guys that missed the cut: Spieth, Rory, Tiger, Bubba, Day. I mean, those are five big names. There's others, but what jumps out to you?
Well, I'm not surprised at Bubba.
No, that's
it's not a golf course conducive to his, you know, his style of play, in my opinion. Spieth has just been struggling all year long to get it back. You know, he had some illness that hampered the first half of the year, and then the putting woes for Jordan Spieth.
And that's his strength.
Correct. Yeah.
Supposed to be. Yeah.
Well, his lag putting, right, from 20 feet beyond, he was best, and it's the short ones that are killing him. Same thing with Tiger. Jason Day surprises me. In one regard.
He's a U.S. Open player. He does well in this.
Well, he's the best putter on tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, statistically speaking this year, but his tee shots, right, he gets wayward.
He's hot and cold. He'll have a good week, and then he'll, you know. You can see, though, if you're just off, I mean, you don't have to be driving it that bad there to have some pretty negative results. You miss by 4 or 5 yards. And, yeah, you're looking at double.
He reminds me of, I'm going to use a hockey comparison here, Dominic Hasek. He is a fine-tuned Ferrari. But if there's any impurities in there,
it doesn't work right.
Doesn't work right. Yeah. And I think to me, that's Jason Day. And he's a fantastic guy, and he's a world-class player. And, heck, he's won twice.
Does Dustin Johnson just have one speed?
Yes.
Like, I mean, when he talks, he reminds me of Freddie Couples. Yeah, he's got that little strut down the fairway. Yeah, nothing. Even in his posting, that's as emotional as you'll hear the guy, it sounds like.
He's Val Kilmer in, what's the movie where he plays the gunslinger there? I'll be your Huckleberry. I forget that. Tombstone.
Yeah, Tombstone.
Tombstone, right? Where he just got that saunter and that confidence. He just knows.
He's a big boy, too.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
But he could learn to control his wedges, Dustin Johnson, a few years ago, and that's what vaulted him to be the number one player. You know,
he was so good at Oakmont with that.
Right.
When he won.
Yep. I mean, look, he's at Oakmont, he used a blade putter, and now he's number one in the world with a mallet putter, right? So that says the guy's a good putter. So it wasn't that. It was about controlling his golf ball that he learned, because it was just, you know, blasting it before for Dustin Johnson.
Well, he's certainly matured as a golfer.
Yes.
Yeah, and you see it. And you add that power with that maturity and his short game, as you said. It just, the stuff he can do. And
he's got one major. He should have two more, Jeff. He should have won in Pebble Beach when Graham McDowell
won. Whistling Straits PGA.
Yep.
And Whistling Straits PGA.
Grounded the club on the worn-off grass.
That was a tough one.
That was bad.
Yeah. Well, from what I know, someone who was there 2 days after playing golf, and they brought him over to the bunker, and everybody said, that's a bunker.
Yeah.
You know, it was just But
it was on the hard card. They knew the rules.
They were told the rules.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, listen, there's more courses like that now, similar to Whistling Straits, where you have these areas that maybe aren't as defined as others. And I just think it's a lesson now for all professional golfers that you've got to be aware. And to me, I think it's unfortunate because all that leads to is slower play and longer rounds because more often than not, Kev, I'm sure you see this on tour now where when you're walking around with these guys, they're – if there's any question, let's call over the official and have a five-minute discussion about it, which is annoying as a viewer and a spectator.
Well, yes. They call for even the simplest rulings, cart path ruling.
Yeah. Right.
But since everybody's watching, everybody's got a phone.
Everybody's videoing
out there,
everything. Right.
They're videoing everything.
Well, they changed that rule now, so they can't call in and mess
right,
up now.
Right, but I'm just saying even people there at the course or, you know, there's cameras everywhere. That I don't blame them for calling the rules officials over to make sure that they do it right because there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake. But I do admire the players who just go ahead and do it.
Mickelson will do that. Mickelson will take his own drops.
Well, I've noticed this. Mickelson, and I saw it with Brent Snedeker too, sometimes the senior player in the group, and I'm not saying because Phil's 48, I'm just saying you know, the older player in the group, they'll come over and say, no, this is what you need to do, and they'll advise him on how to do it.
Well, all should know. They've all been playing tournament golf for their whole, you know, golf forever. And a drop off a cart path is one of the simplest procedures there is. Yeah, and usually it's pretty straightforward. So that gets a little frustrating for me. I mean, we've all had.
Did you see Mickelson this week on Thursday? He asked an official about if he couldn't see the ball. Does he get relief for that? Did you see that?
No.
It was one of an early holes for him. It was greenside, and he said, he goes, my ball's there. He goes, I can see it from this angle. But he says, like, I want to essentially brush back the grass so I can clearly identify that this is mine. And he said, you know, what if I can't see it? But he goes, I'm thinking this is it. But can I move the grass so that I can see it? Not move the grass to
contact the ball, right?
Right. But he goes, can I kind of fold the high grass back so I can
identify
that that's
his ball? Was he trying to identify his golf ball or hit it?
The mics were pretty good on it. He basically said, like, I think I'm here. He goes, what about if I can't see it, but I think this is it? He goes, I can see it from this angle, but
You are allowed to identify your golf ball. Say your ball is plugged in the sand. You can brush a little sand off to make sure it's your golf ball. Same thing. Yeah. You're allowed to move something to identify your golf ball. You cannot improve your lie.
Right.
Are you saying he wanted to be able to see it to hit a shot?
Yes.
So grassy.
He wanted to be able to – he said when he stood over it to see a shot, he couldn't see it.
What'd they say?
He said no relief.
Okay. That's what I would have said. Yeah.
Right. And then he hit a great shot out of it, you know, whacked away at it and ended up doing quite well. But, yeah, Mickelson had a good day yesterday, plus six. 10 back, probably too much. If Johnson is at even, you know, he's capable of a good day. I mean, as I look at some of these other guys here near the top, Koepka yesterday got really hot on his second nine.
He's playing really well,
and I feel like he can handle playing with Dustin Johnson. The problem is, can he make up the five?
Well, they work out together.
The five-shot gap.
They're good buddies.
Oh,
so
he's a big boy, that Koepka.
Oh my gosh! Right? Yeah. He is a well-put-together individual.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's a handsome boy.
I like the way you said that. That was well said. Rose, we know he is a guy that you'd bet on quite a bit. Just his mental approach is so strong. He's so confident with himself right now. Stenson too. I mean, you say, hey, take out that 3-wood. I need you to hit this in the fairway for me. He's going to do it.
Yes.
You know,
Is there a better 3-wood player than Henrik Stenson? I'm going to say no.
Not that I can think of. I mean, offhand. You know, not someone that's noted for it and just,
I mean, like most players, what are they noted for, right? You think Dustin Johnson, distance. You think Phil Mickelson, the short game, right? I mean, even though he hits it a mile. Tiger was always the clutch putting. And I look at Henrik Stenson, I'm like, man, 3-wood off the tee. Just deadly accurate. Boom, boom,
doesn't
boom.
Miss.
Doesn't miss with that thing.
He's a big, strong boy, too.
Yeah, right. He also works out more than twice a week.
Yes. That's right, absolutely.
But, you know, I think if DJ comes back, I mean, very probably, you know, a couple bad swings, a little bit of shaken confidence, he can come back to the crowd a little bit. And, you know, I guess that's what we're all kind of hoping for because you don't want a Sunday where he's got a 9-shot lead or something like that.
That's right.
He's had that before, and that was at Pebble.
True.
And things didn't go well.
All right. He's a better player.
He's a better player now. You're right. He's a complete player, you know, thinks his way around the golf course. Doesn't get, you know, too. Fleetwood's a guy Tommy Fleetwood's a guy to watch. Not a great putter, in my opinion, but, man, he knows how to play in conditions, you know, being from England. And
maybe if the wind gets back going again, he could he could be there as with a chance, no doubt.
And, you know, this guy shot 4 under par yesterday, maybe one of the better players. Well, people listening to the show, you've had to have heard of Tommy Fleetwood. You're a golf fan.
He's got the flow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, I might need to trim that back just a little bit. You know, it's getting moldy-ish.
He
but
looks hockey guy, he looks like a
tiny guy. He's a tiny little guy. You know, but play golf.
So there's your look at the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf and Donald Ross. We're all in our nice Donald Ross pullovers here. For those of you on Tee to Green on Facebook, seeing us there, these are perfect on a day like this.
You know, it's
early in the morning when it's a little chillier.
Speaking of Facebook, John from Donald Ross, I was looking at Facebook feeds. And he's put it on Facebook, so I'm not giving out any secrets. He's in Ireland playing golf, or at least he's posting pictures from a trip to Ireland. And so I'd see a photo, and I'd like, Lynch? Yes. And I'm like, oh, you're Dunebag. He's like, yes, you know, because I've played those. And I'm like, I'm recognizing the shots. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, last year we had TJ on from Golf Away Tours, and I got a buddy going to Ireland next week for a trip for 10 days, and I'm like, you're just going to love it. Yeah. It is such a great trip.
Everybody's
should put together a Tee to Green trip. You know, we'll be, you know, taken care of, but we'll take
sure. Yeah, I have a problem leaving the country, the judge. So,
okay. Well, I tell you, it was an unbelievable experience and a great time. All right.
So we're here at Glen Oak today. Last week we were at Niagara Falls Country Club previewing the Women's Porter Cup event, which has just completed itself. And we should congratulate the winners. Zoe Beth Blake ends up getting it done. She finishes with a final score of 8 under par and beat Maddie Sirik by 3 and a record 4. But a very, very impressive score of -8. She's been playing in the event almost every year, and she gets it done winning the 6th annual Women's Porter
That's
Cup.
Awesome.
We were there last week talking about just how the event has grown. Next week, we will be going to another venue that hosts another great local event. Next week we'll be at East Aurora Country Club previewing the International Junior Masters event. So you had the Women's Porter Cup. Next week we'll get you ready for the International Junior Masters. Great local golf in the air. And then, of course, the Men's Porter Cup will be in late July. We'll be up there for that as well here on Tee to Green. So congratulations again, Zoe Blake, Beth Blake, the winner, and everybody up at Niagara Falls Country Club. I know they put their heart and soul into running those tournaments. They do such a great job. And part of the reason of the growth is their efforts up there.
I love the photos from the practice day when they had the first tee kids out there. It was kind of a cool. They put them on social media. I'm like, that looked cool for those kids to look up to older kids, you know, and young adults competing in the event, and it'd be women competing in the event. So congratulations to Mr. Oakley and Ms. Stein and everybody there at Niagara Falls Country Club.
That's right. And if you are listening and you're a good player and you want to try to qualify for the Men's Porter Cup, information's at PorterCup.com. If you have a handicap of 3 or less, you can try and do that. The Porter Cup qualifier is Monday, June 25th. So PorterCup.com.
Hurry up, too, because
she said it was filling up.
Yeah, they're filling up.
Did you get the spot, Brian?
I've not gotten this special invite yet. They need, as we talked last week, they would need to raise the handicap up a few strokes.
I don't think everybody in the field would have minded you being in there.
Well, it would have ensured all of them that they wouldn't have finished last. There's no doubt about that.
I don't think you'd finish last. No, I'm serious.
No, that you wouldn't finish last.
You wouldn't finish last.
No way.
Well, that's good to know.
No.
You're a good player, Brian. Don't knock yourself. I wasn't kidding. You're a good player.
Thank you.
Distance to keep up with those guys.
They still hit it a mile, though.
I know.
Yeah. The young bucks.
I don't know if the 1 year I played in the Ham-Am there, and the single-digit, you could only have one single-digit handicapper in the group, and I just made the cut into it. It was like 9-something. And you had to tee off the same tees, the back tees, with the Porter Cupper. And it was John Peterson.
Ooh.
And I thought, man, I hit a pretty good one. As I always went first. John was, you know, being, go first. And so I think I hit a good one, and then all of a sudden,
this is your captain speaking, prepare for takeoff.
right, you know, over my ball. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, put a Walmart between your ball and
yeah,
his, as they say.
Yes. And John, you just hit a 5-iron. I hit a driver. Like, it was just incredible.
That's
just
right.
Incredible.
7:46. We're going to take a break here on Tee to Green, live at Glen Oak. Speaking of Glen Oak, one of the upgrades this year, one of the new things, is a little feature on their driving range.
Yep.
Courtesy of one of our presenting sponsors, Custom Turf. We'll speak with Steve Beatty from Custom Turf when we return here.
That's not Steve's old car.
And it might, we'll ask him if that's his car out of the driving range. When we return with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. A lot of Father's Day giveaways coming up. Stay with us here as well. Custom Turf interview coming up next, live at Glen Oak on Tee to Green on WGR.
I wanted to shoot something around 68, 67. I thought that would have been a great score. And I looked at it as kind of progressively putting myself back into position, because I couldn't chase down the leaders right away. It's going to take me probably 2.5 to 3 rounds to do it. Unfortunately, I went the other way.
That is Tiger Woods. He will not be playing the weekend at the U.S. Open as he finished up on the wrong side of the cut line. Welcome back here to Tee to Green, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We're in Amherst at beautiful Glen Oak Golf Course. Thanks for being with us here this morning. If you're just joining us, of course, we always start every Saturday at 7 a.m. Make sure you set your alarm a little earlier next week. We are going for 2 hours today, as we do on the weeks of the majors. Give you double the fun here. So lots more coming up on the U.S. Open, and a little more on what we thought of Tiger and Dustin Johnson's chances and the rest of our takes here on the U.S. Open. Also, some Father's Day giveaways coming up as we roll on here. Tee to Green presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. And again, happy Father's Day to all the dads listening out there as well. And speaking of Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors on the line right now joining us live is Steve Beatty, who is the man that runs everything that there is to go with Custom Turf. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for joining us this morning. And we're excited to be here at Glen Oak. And Jeff was showing us one of the new features on his driving range, which I know you just put in, and it looks great. Can you tell everybody about it?
Awesome. That was Easy Tee Line from Synthetic Turf International. They manufacture all our products down in Dalton, Georgia. And it's a great hitting aid as far as hitting an iron off it or sticking your tee right in it and smacking it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Plastic tee needed or anything. You use your own tee and go for it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's 50 yards long. And he put a nice pavers around it. It's really dressed up our tee instead of your typical range mats you see at the back of a tee for wet days. Now we have this beautiful strip. Like you said, you put a tee right into it. This is the stuff we got in our basements, Kev, though, so we're very familiar with it. And it's been a godsend for us. It's great. It relieves pressure on our tee. It's a nice surface to hit off of. It looks good. And people, we got people that prefer to hit off that instead of hitting off the grass.
I chip a lot. And I was talking to Steve the other day, and I told him I've figured out how to chip, you know, a couple of the holes, and now I'm cocky on the golf course with a wedge. Matter of fact, last week in league, I told him, hey, can you move that so I can chip this in? And they're like, yeah, and I one-hopped it in the cup. And I'm like, wow. I said, what? I practice chipping every day.
You can
I really
Steve
do.
Steve Beatty for that.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm serious. Think about how often do you chip, and, you know, I'll just do 20 chips a day in the basement, just make sure I go down and do that, and it's, you know, such an improvement in my short game.
Yeah, Steve, I think it looks great what you did there with the range. That is really, really cool. You can stick the tee right in it. For those, I know Kevin and Jeff are mentioning some of the work that you've done in their basements. Can you just talk about some of the services that you could do at anyone's house?
Sure. We do either outdoor applications. We've been doing a lot of nice putting greens, maybe mix in a little outdoor kitchen along the side of the golf area, or do some bocce courts also. They've become more popular over the last few years. We've been putting in more bocce courts. What else?
You know, if you got pets.
Pets, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Actually, when we got into the synthetic turf business 20-some years ago, I never had any idea that we would be putting fake grass in for pets, but that's really been one of our hidden gems out of nowhere, really. It's a great application for people who don't like dogs with muddy feet in their house.
I have it in my front hall, yes, my big mutt.
Well, I tell you what, for Father's Day, this is something to ask for. Go to customturf.com, check out the work that they do here, and really, you want to maximize your game. And
my backyard, by the way,
yep.
In my efforts that are failing to try to get grass to grow in certain
right.
areas.
Put a green in, dude.
I have, of course, my son's playground set.
Yeah.
And, of course, where are the swings? You know there's no grass there.
Correct.
So
right.
this could be a spot if you... You know what? You know where it's equally as annoying, if not more, trying to cut the grass around it.
The weed whacker.
Yes.
I'm chipping away the wood all the time.
Yeah, the wood. And I've got a rider because I have a bigger sidewalk.
Well, aren't you fancy?
Not well. It's partially because I'm lazier too. But trying to go through all that and cut around
yeah.
everything. If you get turf around the playground
That's
area,
not a bad idea.
It'll not only will it look like $1 million, but now you don't have to pull that weed whacker out.
I think you should sell replications of your yard, Steve. Steve might have the best back. Yard in Western New York.
I've seen pictures.
Oh my gosh.
You've been there, right?
I've been there. It's awesome. I pull up and Steve's hitting off his turf line at the end of his driveway down into this, it looks like a Top Golf setter. Really cool. And speaking of outdoor kitchens, you walk halfway down to go shag your balls and you got an outdoor kitchen there. It's pretty awesome.
Well, the thing I tell people all the time say, hey, I want to put a green in my backyard. You have no idea what you're getting into.
Correct.
How much work it would be, how much maintenance it would take.
That's why you need to call Steve.
That's right. Yeah, don't try to build it. Let Steve put it up. It's way easier.
And Steve, I think also important, too, I know that people take a lot of pride in buying from local companies. And we should definitely
And American.
Say, that's right. And we should say that Custom Turf is a Western New York company. I know that you're proud of that, and I know people take pride in terms of making their purchases that way.
Yeah, absolutely. All our products are American-made as well. Everything's made in Dalton, Georgia. All American-made products that go into the finished product, and that's the way we'll keep it as long as I have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Custom Turf means, you want a logo, company logo. He did a great TD Green turf logo, Matt. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I put that there on the opposite side where I'm chipping just in case I blade one and to protect the wall.
I thought you were confident.
That's right.
Well, I'm not perfect. I'm confident, but not perfect, Jeff. But, yeah, you can put that right in the green there. So that's a pretty cool thing if you got a company that, you want a little cool thing for your employees.
Oh,
something
yeah.
to show off, right?
Put a
right?
putting green in for
Put
your
Put a
place.
Putting green in, right? Well, not everybody plays foosball.
Look at companies have foosball. They got ping pong tables.
Seriously.
But look at, you could put one in. I mean, staff morale.
Absolutely. Right. All the betting you can have at lunch with putting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, productivity will go way up.
Yeah.
Well, it is Father's Day. Yeah, that's right. Steve Beatty with us from Custom Turf. Right here on WGR, we're broadcasting live from TD Green. Steve's company, Custom Turf, put in that great strip along the range here at Glen Oak, which looks great. So the next time you're out here at Glen Oak, take a look at it. Steve, can you maybe just take us through the process if someone is interested in maybe having you or one of your staff come out to their house if they're interested in getting a putting green or even maybe something for their pets or something for the playground like we mentioned. Like, what would be the process or their first steps in terms of getting it started?
First step is either you can just check us out online at customturf.com, and there's a little information section there. You could just fill out a little note and send it on your way, and either myself or Tony would get back to you, or you could call the office. Number's also on the site there. I don't have a number that's easy to remember. 800-724-8329, which doesn't really pertain to anything. That's the way it's always been.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you could say 724 Andre Reed 29. There you go. That's
Derek Burrows.
Derek Burrows. There you go. 1-800-724 Andre Reed Derek Burrows.
That's right.
That's how he's turning
right.
the numbers.
That's right.
You know, different time. Anyway.
Yes. No, I do that quite a bit too. I'll remember codes or passwords
right.
By sports.
Well, maybe we should we can combine football and hockey. We could say Andre Reed Jason Pominville.
That's right. Two popular Buffalo athletes.
Because some people are like, Derek Burrows. Who's Derek Burrows?
Are anybody under the age of 40 is like, what is that? Who is that? That's
they're right. even asking who Andre Reed is,
that's
unfortunately.
Right. Right. Steve, I know it's Father's Day weekend, so as Kevin said, this is a great thing for dads to ask for, but it's probably not too early to also thinking about holiday time. And if you're listening right now and you want to get yourself or your dad or someone you know one of these things that you do with Custom Turf for the holidays upcoming – it's not too early to get it started, right? They can contact you and have it ready, and you could make a great holiday present that way.
Absolutely, yep. In advance, orders are always better, and we could have anything ready for Christmas, any special time, birthdays, anniversaries, you name it.
And you have a charity golf tournament coming up as well, Steve. I know you love golf, obviously part of the reason you're doing what you're doing, but you have an event coming up, right?
Yes, next Wednesday, the 27th, at Elkdale Country Club. We sponsor a Dr. Greenlawn Custom Turf Scramble that we've done for, I'm not sure how long. It's got to be 25 years, I'm thinking. And we raise some money for the Salamanca Youth Activities and the Salamanca Historical Society and have a lot of fun all at the same time.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to coming down for it. If you saw my game yesterday, you might not be looking forward to me coming down for it. Little trouble off the tee, Steve. Little trouble off the tee, but the rest of it's okay.
That's right. Well, Steve, we appreciate all of your support of us here with Tee to Green, and we look forward to seeing you. And I know you'll have your table set up again at our Duster Putting Challenge on August 3rd. So people that are signed up for the Duster, you'll get a chance to meet Steve and see his stuff in person. But again, customturf.com is the website. A lot of great pictures. You can see all the cool stuff that they do. So, Steve, thanks again for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great Father's Day.
You too. Happy Father's
you
Day,
too.
Steve.
Thank you. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf. Here on Tee to Green.
And listen, the reason I did it in my basement, not just because I'm a golf nut, but because, you know, we had an unfortunate flooded basement. And
perfect time.
Right. Yeah, it was like, let's think differently here instead of just putting exactly – I found it as an opportunity to do something different.
Well, that can handle the water, too, the turf. Yeah. It'll
just well, yeah, but yeah. That wasn't – the reason it was just like, oh, no, I want the same old thing, or wait a second, I can do this.
Right.
And – you know, it's a great way to do it.
You even have a hitting area, too, Jeff.
Yeah. Yours is, I like mine. I like what he did with yours, too.
Yeah, I'm spoiled. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I got a beautiful hitting net, a chipping, a putting area, a couple holes. I mean, yeah, it's basically a studio. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No it's and he did all these different things with yours, too. So every possibility you can play in Jeff's
basement. I just showed him the space, and he created it. Yeah, he's more artistic.
I thought the cage with the handcuffs was a little, you know.
That's my own.
All right, that's a good time for a break.
That's funny and not funny for some reason. Okay.
All right, 8 o'clock here at Glen Oak on Tee to Green. Hour number two, lots more on the U.S. Open, and we've got some giveaways to get you to when we roll on here for another hour with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green coming back with you for more right here live at Glen Oak on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.